My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It was a win on Sunday. Thank heavens. Let's welcome in Rodney McLeod into the Smart Choice Windows and More Studios, who takes us on this odyssey of the next hour. I said this yesterday. I said, man, it's going to be so much better not having to ask you a bunch of awkward questions about a punt return touchdown and having you have to answer those questions. And not, I don't think you were thinking about choking me, but I, at the same time, like, I got to ask him. It's tough. How does it feel to go down there and get a win, week two? And Rodney, you remembered. I forgot. Like, week two last year was a disaster for multiple reasons. Nick Chubb, the loss, Pittsburgh, the whole thing. And then you guys went down there to Jacksonville. That's a team that has expectations going into this year. Now they're 0-2. And here you are, 1-1. It's like, all right, you can breathe. You know you can win a game. You know you can play well as a football team.
Man, it felt amazing. I thought I was going to have a better welcome in this morning when I came into the station. Like, the energy. Like, where was the energy
Tone's
after
not
the win?
Here. I'm sorry.
I love it.
And I lost my voice over the weekend, so I'm trying to keep it down low. I'm sorry.
Man.
I yelled over the Browns game.
You
I
want
yelled
confetti when you walked in?
No, not confetti. We're going to save that. But I just
you
expected
guys,
like
you
a
make the playoffs,
more cheerful.
If you make the playoffs, you might get a pie in the face as you walk through the door. I don't know what you better be ready to expect something if you guys make the playoffs here. So take us through this game. It started off, I mean, really well offensively. Defensively, it was suffocating. Mm-hmm. And it seemed that Trevor Lawrence and their offense figured a few things out, but it was too little too late. Not to be critical, I thought it was a great defensive performance, but it seemed that they started to get a couple of things here and there, but immediately you guys were able to turn the faucet off.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, this was the definition of a team win. You know, you talked about the offense, the way they started out that game. The time of possession in that first half was in our favor. Things were clicking, moving. You know, we had a great balance of attack. And I think everything that we wanted to do, our objectives coming into that game really held true, you know, in that first half. And then, you know, for us defensively, you know, the same thing. You know, you have special teams, man, just flying around, doing their job. You know, the one play definitely crushed us on the penalty, but what a remarkable hit by the young rook to be able to deliver that blow and, you know, possibly set us up, you know, for another touchdown. But you know, at the end of the day, that was a great team win on the road. And you talked about, you know, week two last year, what that looked like. You know, we faced a division opponent in the Steelers, and we went on the road, and we fell short. And I think that really started our road shortcomings last year. And that was a point of emphasis going into this year. We know how good of a home team we were last year, but we failed miserably when we, you know, took our talents on the road. And so, you know, if we want to end up, you know, where we're seeking, we have to put it all together. You know, you have to, one, win your home games. And we know we fell short of that week one, but we have a great opportunity coming up this week to redeem ourselves and to get back on track. And I'm very confident that, you know, one, our fans are going to show up, and then two, we're going to give them the performance that they're all seeking. And then it felt good to just get a win on the road and remember, one, what it felt like to win, but then two, knowing that when we walk into that arena on the road, it's just us, man, and we have to come out, you know, lights out. You know, you talk about starting fast, but one thing that my safeties coach, Coach Bandy, talks about, starting clean. And I think we did that in all three phases of the game. We started clean, and that's what allowed us to get off to a good lead, get off to a good start, get into a rhythm, get into a flow. And like you said, I think, you know, we did enough so early that it was hard for them to really come back. And you know, they put up a fight, but at the end of the day, we closed the door, we sealed the victory, and we walked away with a win.
I have several questions about this, but I got to invite Lima in. Sorry, Tone, I didn't know if you were there or not. I didn't hear the fuzz. That's my fault, everybody. Anthony Lima here. Anthony Lima, Ken Carmen, Rodney McLeod, and the Smart Choice Windows and More Studios. Go ahead.
Yeah, Rodney, take us through the last two drives, because we as fans are sitting at home. And I'm not going to lie, we thought you had pretty much controlled the game, but all of a sudden, Trevor Lawrence, somebody with his talent, you're thinking, you know, is this one that all of a sudden can get flipped upside down? After Corey pins him back, is it a realistic thought for your defense that you can pull off a safety?
Absolutely. We talk about that in our room often. You know, in backed up situations, you know, we want to score. And a score could, you know, look in a multitude of ways. But that safety, that was a huge play for us. You know, not only did it get us points, but then it also gave us the ball back in that situation. And that was all set up, again, by a great punt done by Corey. And then just an amazing play by Alex Wright. Good coverage in the back end, too. On that, and is rush and cover working hand in hand to create that outcome.
And then on the final drive, you know, my whole life, especially Browns fans, because we've been victimized by it, fans don't want to hear anything about a prevent defense. I don't even know if fans know what a prevent defense is or the mechanics behind it. What is Jim Schwartz directing?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You guys to do when you take the field for the last time, and does Stefanski say anything?
There's a lot of coaching points, and this is something that we go over on a weekly basis, you know, because games are won and lost, you know, as we saw on Sunday in our game, in these clutch situations. And, you know, that's something that we, you know, we pride ourselves on as being a great situational team. And so we don't take any of those moments lightly. You know, we go over a bunch of different scenarios and understanding the time at hand, how many timeouts, what's the scoreboard say, to be able to dictate, you know, for us as a defense, you know, what we're going to line up in, what personnel grouping are we going to put out there in order to defend whatever situation occurs. And so for us, you know, the main things are obviously as a defense, you don't want any penalties late in the game, right, to give them either another opportunity at, you know, a shot at the end zone, or give them better field position. You want to play clean football. You want to eliminate explosives. And then at the end of the day, you know, when you have a situation where the ball's up in the air, you know, the guys who are designated to attack the ball, get the ball down, and, you know, let's just walk out of there with a win.
Rodney McLeod joining us here on the show. So it's I think it's difficult. It's kind of been like it's underrated. Like, oh, they weren't very good on the road last year, the Browns were. You guys were much better on the road this year. Do you still feel like everybody's getting their bearings? Offense, defense, special teams, everything within the regular season?
Absolutely. You know, we this is week two, and we don't have it all together. You know, we're still developing. We're still a growing a team. You know, there's a lot of teachable moments that you that happen in that game. You know, we don't have it yet, and that's fine, because no team does at this point. You know, I think you've seen the overreaction and underreaction from a lot from week one to week two. A lot of teams are 2-0 that nobody anticipated, and there's a great deal of teams who look like Super Bowl contenders maybe week one, and they come back and look like non playoff teams in week two. And that's the way the league works. And I think everybody right now is still on the verge of discovering their identity and who they truly are, understanding what works, what doesn't work, what pieces we actually have. And then some teams are also in tough situations with injuries, right? And so for us, we just have to take things, you know, one week at a time, and live on those, you know, those core values, you know, that we have set out for ourselves. But just take things one week at a time, and make sure that we come to work, we reset, and then we do what we need to do to ensure that we win in this upcoming Sunday at home.
Rodney, in the first half, it certainly seems like you guys flummoxed Trevor Lawrence in that offense. Mm-hmm. He was struggling mightily, and a lot of you guys in the secondary were letting them know about it. There was a lot of dancing. There was talking, and I saw some jawing with Brian Thomas back and forth with members of your secondary. Is it something that you guys take pride in? Do you try to get under the skin? Are you trying to mess with them, you know, in their psyche? And do you see, can you tell when that stuff actually does start to work?
Yeah, it's a point of emphasis for us this week. You know, we know how contagious that energy can be. And that only happens when we do one thing, when we're making plays. And in order to make plays, you have to execute at a high rate. And so I think that's what that's what you saw was, you know, us making those plays that we're accustomed to making, and putting ourselves in the best position possible. And then when we did it, you know, we celebrate, and we're going to let you know about it. And that really just carries over through not only the defense but the entire team, to the point where, again, you want to make the next play because you want to hit the celly and do all those things with your guys. And, yeah, it does have an effect on the opponent. I know last year Jim told us that there were several coaches whose point of emphasis going into every week was don't allow them to celebrate, right? Do everything possible to not allow them to overwhelm us with just like their energy and passion, because that's what gets them, you know, going. And it's just interesting to hear that as a player. But we know that's our livelihood right there, and that's where we live. That's where we love to live, is making plays, celebrating when we do it, and then line up, reset, do it all over again. And set the pace for this team.
Was there some exchange? Somebody tweeted about an exchange between either you or somebody on the defense with Trevor Lawrence in the third quarter. Was there anything like that? I'm just asking from what a fan asked. Yeah, I have no idea.
I don't recall that at all. I didn't personally experience anything with Trevor Lawrence in that game, and I don't remember overhearing anybody talking about it either.
Okay, because I didn't have it in my notes. I didn't see anything. So I'm just asking. I didn't know.
Yeah, mystery.
I'd like to.
Ken, he's not going to rub it in. He's not going to rub it in.
Well, I just want to stir it up if I possibly can, but there's nothing to stir up. All right.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.